Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon to everyone across the globe. Welcome back. This is Tony Lontis. I'm your co-host, and this is the Web Nexus Effect with David Bright Livingston. Now, we've had a little bit of a glitch at the start of the show, so before I introduce you to David and we get on with the show, here's a reminder if you're listening live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, don't forget to drop us a note, send us a comment, and reach out and get in contact with us if there's anything that you hear today that you'd like to hear a little bit more about. Now, the previous shows are also available on YouTube, Tony Lottis on YouTube, and also Binge Networks USA, Hero Go TV USA, Zondra TV Networks USA, and on all podcast platforms across the globe. Now, this is show 3 in an 8-show series with the CEO of Web Nexus. Now, David has built a company from the ground up. And before I tell you a little bit more about what he's done and what he's doing, a reminder that each week we do a welcome to country, and it goes like this. I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region, the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast, and pay my respect to the elders past and present and all Aboriginal and Island, Torres Strait Islander peoples here listening today. Now, David is the CEO of a digital platform and solution specialist called Web Nexus. He is an expert in digital product architecture and delivers solutions on e-commerce, video on demand or VOD, OTT or over the top, live streaming, ride-hailing applications in the transport industry, and he has a wealth of knowledge and experience in digital marketing, brand creation, SEO, digital marketing, e-commerce, and in particular, solutions architecture. And over the last 4 years, David and the team have been developing amazing platforms and solutions for global companies from the US to Australia, Singapore to Africa, and anywhere in between. It's been a wonderful experience talking to David each week, and this week is no different. This week, we're going to talk. Last week, we spoke about e-commerce, and this week, we're going to delve into some of the video and video streaming solutions that Web Nexus provides. And because this is my favorite thing to talk about, it will be a great conversation and also education for those of you who don't quite understand what the latest architecture can do for your business, your company, or your brand. Welcome back to the show, David.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
We had a little bit of a nervous wait today getting on for the live show, and that's the difference between live streaming. It doesn't always go perfectly to plan. Sometimes there's a glitch in the system, and today was no different, except that my heart hasn't quite stopped beating fast, because I also tried to go ring David and go, David, there's something wrong, we're not connecting, just bear with me while I try and sort it out. And my phone wouldn't, there's no reception in my little studio office, and I'm like, and then I started trying to type an email and thought, and then we came on. So it's all good. Now, David, last week we spoke lots about e-commerce and how it has become a growth way to sell products and services, and it is the biggest and fastest growing marketplace in the globe and will continue to be so for the foreseeable future. But the one of the other things that Web Nexus does and provides their clients are video solutions and video streaming solutions. So I actually like to explain to people that you're watching TV. TV is actually a sort of video file. So when we talk about TV, we're simply talking about video, aren't we, David?
Yeah, well, the TV is a sort of video that we see every day, consume every day, but there's a new form of video which is coming up today, like not a new form of video, rather we can say a new medium of watching the video. That's what we call us, or what we are going to speak now.
And it is predicted to expand massively in the future, and it is the way that people will consume their content, i.e., video streaming or video on demand. People will choose what they want to watch, how they want to watch it, where they want to watch it from. So I'm talking about iPads, mobiles, computers, laptops, smart TVs, and anything else that comes along in between, because we don't actually know what's coming and what
Yeah,
could be around the corner.
definitely. Yeah, yes. I mean, there's. I mean, if I would like to say add something there,
Yes,
it
please.
is like it's like. I mean, TV would have been. I mean, to my known past, the presence of TV was like at least 30 years from now, 40 years before now. Like the TV was
Yes.
the journey of TV was like at least 40 years. It should be 40 years now. So TV has come from a very big CRT TVs to the I mean to in India, like we had a lot of different variation, the black and white, the color, then the
Yes.
the evolution was huge. But when that was all happening, people started watching. There was one TV in every 100 households or 1,000 households in India, or maybe a
We
village
didn't
would
have a
go and watch.
TV.
Yeah, we didn't have a TV at all, like as we used to have now. And the electronic device, the screens where we see something is not there. So it was like once in one TV, one person in a village would have that. But from there to what we are today, it took 40 years to evolve. And as you rightly said, that the evolution is going to be huge in this form of internet consumption, where right now everybody in the world is having a screen to consume something, the video. So, and that is evolving now as 5G is coming up. The 5G wave is catching up. The UK has caught up with the 5G. US has got 5G. India has given 5G out. Like officially it is going to come out in the next 1 month. We didn't have a 5G yet, but still in a month we'll have 5G. So when that is
Yeah.
happening, every screen will have a different form of content consumptions. Content consumption will increase, and people would definitely consume a lot of things from the internet. And so I see like the, when the speed of this boom is happening, like from
Yes.
1994 when the internet was invented, when it was like very few bits per second to now it very
Super
how
fast.
many. Yeah, very super fast. It's gigabit per second. So it's all happening very fast. Like it is 20 years now, and it has happened like very faster. So I see like we are heading to a very
There
massive
will be
growth on this
different
video space.
things, yeah. There'll be
Yeah,
different.
massive growth is going to happen in the space of OTT or video on demand or the content consumption. And we have to start like as you are having Tony TV out there. That's the right way to go straight into the people's home without having to own a bandwidth in the satellite, spending hefty millions of dollars on the satellite or
Setting up
renting
the
out them.
infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure, and then you put it on office for that. No, that's all outdated. I just last week heard from a satellite provider who
Yes.
has been streaming, beaming 100 satellite channels. He's from I think Dubai. He's from Dubai.
Yes.
He's owner of a satellite a streaming company where he streams 100 satellite TVs from Asian region. So his company delivers that solution. And he's telling, we are looking for an OTT. I was asking, why do you look for an OTT? Yeah, I mean, I was just curious. Like, I just want
Yeah.
to validate my point of my business
Yes.
if that is right, really learn right. And this owner, the MD, has told like, satellite business is just coming down, and I see OTT is going up. People, the consumption of people, the content. The video in OTT is picking up, and the internet is gaining momentum than a satellite TV. Nobody's sitting in the TV and watching the content. Everybody wants to watch TV in their favorite place, in their favorite position, being
And
on a bed.
watch what they want. There's
Yeah,
no,
watch
you
them.
just search for what you want. What do you feel like
Yeah,
watching right now? Search for it. Bang, you can watch it.
man, yeah, definitely. So it's like I thought, okay. I mean, this is not from one guy. Like it's from a couple of people. Couple of people, you know, like the famous Isha Foundation, the guy with the bad beard,
Yes,
Sadhguru,
yes,
like
yes.
he's a saint from India. So he we talked with him. Like he has a TV as well, but he wants to move to OTT now. Like he has a huge content libraries, like it's terabytes of data, petabyte of data there with them. And we are just in talks with them. Like they have finalized us as a vendor, but we are talking with them. But the reason I'm telling all this is like all these big players have seen the potential
Are
in
swapping to OTT.
Swapping to OTT. That's what I have seen. It's not that we are doing like with this and this that. It's not that boasting about WebNexus because we provide a platform, that's it. But then the future is shifting from the
That
traditional form
way.
of television, to OTT moment. So it's like there's a huge growth. If we channelize that to the audience, there's a huge growth.
Yeah, absolutely. David, I read a quote yesterday when I was doing the questions for the show, and it goes, "Videos let you establish authority and a more personal feel to your message, brand, service, or product. And you'll be far likely to connect on an emotional level with your audience if you use videos versus any other type of content." So, David, this actually means that companies and businesses need to be investing in video and video delivery systems, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. Like, when people see you, like when I see you at least, I mean, every week when I see you every single day, rather than communicating on a email or communicating on a WhatsApp, it is more, it brings in more bonding. Like, I mean, when people see you on a TV, more trust when they see you on a TV. I mean, I was just thinking one thing. Like, it is not out of this out of this OTT conversation, but just for a minute, I'm putting that here. We know the television stars. I mean, they don't they are stars there. We call them stars, but there are so many technological people who are just behind the screens. They are more brainier than them. They are more wealthier than them. They are wealthier than them in terms of monetary, mentally, and physically. I mean, in terms of everything, they have huge, good children, I mean, wife, good father, mother. I mean, but these guys are called the stars. Why do they? Because they are on the screens all the time, and they have huge people following, or huge number of people seeing them on every year, every month, every day. But these superstars who are behind the screen have no opportunity to be seen, and that's why they are not termed a star. So it is like, I mean, just that simple word. Like when people are put before the screen, like in front of the screen, they get a huge following. I mean, they picture their good characters are seen there. They put their good characters, and that is getting pushed to the people outright and straight. And whenever you when you sleep, when I sleep, this show would be staying on the air, and
That's
people can
right.
see.
It's still there.
It's still there, and that guy who have performed this might be sleeping at the moment, but we see that and we consume that, and build trust with them, and we build the faith with them, and then we start interacting. Well, we mentally conceive his idea, and then we bring him close to us. When we bring close to us, then we start transacting physically, mentally, monetarily. Like there are different forms of transaction that's going to happen. So he does that kind of, they start transacting, and then eventually when something is getting released, they go for buying that. And that's how like Steve Jobs took a moment to put his product Apple before the people through a video medium. He whenever something is launching, but Microsoft didn't do that. And that's what, I mean, I believe, I mean, I'm not comparing what's that Microsoft or Apple is, but like
If
the
you did,
Steve,
but
Steve did that all the time. Like when he's launching a small iPod the first time,
it
to
was a
iPhone, to
video.
everything. Yeah, it was a video, and then everybody in the world globe could see that, versus Microsoft, who would launch that without that. So people started lining up in a queue, and for the sake of Steve Jobs, so many millions of people bought iPhones, and that's
Correct.
still proving worthy.
And that kick-started the
Yeah,
whole iPhone thing.
the iPhone
And
thing.
once you've got an iPhone, you're unlikely to swap. I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know what version I'm onto now. It's not the latest version, but nevertheless, it is one of many versions of Apple iPhone. And I was thinking about it, thinking, oh my goodness, I'm actually an Apple iPhone snob because I don't even look at any other iPhone because this one performs so well and in the way that I need to, you know?
Yeah,
And that
definitely.
was started with a video. This is what it looks like. This is how it works. Check out these features. So video is a powerful medium, and I'm not sure that companies and businesses realize just how easily they can connect with people using video and OTT platforms like what you've built for me and the Everyday Women's Network. David, you offer a large number of solutions from broadcast to service provision around video streaming, and I wanted to talk to you briefly about the broadcast streaming solution and what that means for the client, what it delivers, how it works, etc.
Okay, it works when you can say like you can have a very simple infrastructure. So let's go
Yes.
from that. Like let's go from that.
Yes.
We are sitting with a very simple infrastructure, like a web camera, a computer,
Or a
maybe a laptop,
mobile phone.
mobile phone. Yeah, that's a phone. And that's, by the way, that's a very latest phone, I think. That's iPhone 13.
Excellent.
13 as well, yeah. And then when you have that simple infrastructure, what you can do is like you can catch up. You can put that software into your phone. Like you can start that
Yes.
software on the phone. There are a couple of things that you have to do, which make I can tell you.
Yes.
Then once you start putting that, what you can do is you can definitely start streaming with that software to the rest of the world. Very simple, very couple of there are very few pointers. Like you have to just click add new button into your
A new
platform, and then
button
you add new,
that
and then like
connects
you
to your microphone and camera in your phone. So, for instance, I could be walking with a friend across island and we want to live stream our conversation walking across island. I can do that now from my iPhone, utilizing its camera and its microphone and broadcasting directly to one of my service providers. And in this instance, of course, it would be Everyday Women's Network, but I'm understanding that simple infrastructure, your iPhone goes directly to a broadcast streamer and then goes out to the world, or goes from the phone directly out to the world.
It goes from the phone directly out to the world. You don't have
Yeah.
to have any middleware. I mean, of course, there are technological middlewares in between, but then like the iPhone would be perfectly a very fit instrument. Like for example, if we have a software to, I mean, we call that there are a couple of technology that we have to be using to stream this kind of thing to the world. Like, but there are two things called WebRTC. This
Yes.
real-time communication that is called real-time communication versus RTMP, real-time messaging
Yes.
protocol. So
Yes.
these are different protocols that is used in. I mean, there are of course there are different kind of other protocols as well. I'm not limiting to that. I'm not going to go into that one. But when we have these two kind of two protocols, what we can do right there is what we can do is like WebRTC is a peer-to-peer connecting technology, right? Like for example, when we do this call right now, so what we are doing
Yes.
right now is as a WebRTC connection. So and then what these live streaming YouTube things are doing is like a RTMP connection. So there are two
Yes.
different kinds of connections. So what happens out from the mobile to a computer to the rest of the world is a complete WebRTC system. So mobile to the rest of the world is in WebRTC system. But when you do that via your computer, that's an
Yes.
RTMP. There is some differences. Like RTMP goes from your you have a URL. RTMP goes from your camera to a server and from the server to the endpoint. But this
Yes.
WebRTC is like a real-time thing. It just connects two peers, peer groups. It doesn't need a middle, it doesn't need anything else. So it just
That's
goes
incredible.
straight. Yeah, you go straight to straight, and you don't have a very need to have a lot of packets of data, lots of packets of data out there. So what I believe is like different having different components of streaming, different technologies of streaming. I believe this is, I mean, for communications like this, the real-time communications like this, when you have when you do one-on-one calls with somebody, you need to have an
Yes.
RTC, web RTC or mobile RTC. When you are doing something kind of broadcasting, like you
Yes.
are on a talk show and you have somebody next to you sitting to you and you both are talking there, you might need an RTC communication, real time. You might need a the RTMP communication. So these are communication protocols that is really literally used like in the streaming platforms, and we provide both of those things. RTMP protocol is majorly used for broadcasting, so we give that as a predominant number one solution. RTC, it is an on-demand solution that we are trying to give it to our clients. So it is like when you wanted to use your mobile phone and a camera, we can give an RTC solution.
Absolutely. So I would
So
just you would just go here, Tony, download this or and it sets itself up on the iPhone. Then you click, instead of clicking the camera or whatever button you normally click to record a video, you would click that and bang, you would be broadcasting.
yeah, definitely. Yeah, that is possible. So you can do that. You can click a button and then you can catch your camera to that software, and then like you can that
That's
to the rest of the world.
brilliant.
So that's how like the technology has
How
been evolving.
simple, but how powerful.
Yeah, and one more thing is like you can restream. Like the other thing is
Yeah.
like you can restream, and that's where we are working on. Like we almost it is like getting closer to that completion stage as we wanted to do that one so when we wanted to do that when we want
Yes.
when you ask for that solution, so you asked for you especially know you are
Yes.
like you wanted that has to be there. So
Yes.
when you wanted that solution to be there, so we started that like sometimes back, and it was very close to completion. And right now you can stream from your platform to all the platforms like Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch. Like that is going to get rolled out in a couple of weeks. So you
Next
just click your
week.
button there.
Yes.
Click your button, put your RTMP URL, I mean, put something out there, and then like you can stream in out to the rest of the other platforms. So it is
That's incredible. That's so exciting.
you can do that as well. So it is like we wanted to merge everything, like every little things in that software. So whatever idea we might have in our brain, so we just wanted to have that into the software and then push that out, because somebody would think like, okay, oh my God, if I would be in LinkedIn, I would make some money and I would reach a
Yes.
lot of prospects, I would reach a lot of people out there and they would buy my
Yes.
product. So
And
okay, let's give the flexibility.
that's why we do this show or these series of the shows that way. We stream live into LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, because it is a platform, or those platforms are where you connect with other people. And someone might be watching that goes, "Oh gosh, that sounds really simple," and reach out to David and the team, and they have a solution. Yeah? And it doesn't have to be tech heavy, because you have a whole team of support that does the tech portion, and you only need to understand as much as you need to understand. So I don't ask all that many questions, and I ask them in very simplistic terms. Guys, I want to do this, this, and this. I don't need to understand all the programming and all the stuff that the team does in the background, because I know they do heaps of stuff. I just need to know, if I do this, will this happen? And that's where WebNexus is really good in their solution provision, because you say what you want and they program it that way so that you get the end result. And it's very seamless. It does take a while, because programming's a complex almost an art form. I'm a little biased again. Husband is a programmer, so I kind of understand the depth of work that goes into changing small sequences of code that reflect a bigger action in a platform or a solution. But you have a whole team, David, don't you?
There's a whole lot of teams. So who when there's a kind of work that is requested, or maybe like if you want something like the restream functionality, or maybe a newer functionality which we like, for example, all your on-demand videos, like you have a free series of recorded videos already there, a lot of them, and you want to stream them as live. So you want to stream that as live. So what you can do is like, you can definitely put all those videos lined up in your time zone and make all these
That they
videos as a live video. So you can stream one by one sequentially, and you can launch Sony TV. Like it runs 24/7 within the platform. So it's a sequence of live TV. So it's a live TV, by the way. Your people would see you as a live TV. You can put in advertisements in between.
Yes.
You can bring in the advertisements. You can,
Brilliant. We can program it to not only stream sequentially live, one after the other after the other, but we can add live streaming shows or people can choose to watch video on demand. It has all of that capacity, doesn't it?
We already have,
Eventually.
not eventually, like it's already 95% all done,
Yes.
and you would see that we would ship it to your platform as well. So you would definitely see that before everybody sees that. So what I see is like, you can put your on demand. So for example, if this show has gone now, I mean, after we would have completed the show, and if this is going to go on Tony TV, and this is going to be an on demand show. And
Yes.
when you think like, okay, this show has got some value to the people, so let me do this one.
Yes.
Let me stream this at 9 a.m., 9 p.m. my time, and you
Yes.
can schedule that on a linear TV. It's kind of a linear TV channel, so where
Yes,
you
yes.
stack everything one
Like
by one,
normal TV.
normal TV, like one by one, and then you can present to the people as live. So people can watch the show as a live, I mean, not as a live show, but as a TV channel, like where not a lot of pre-recorded shows are stacked as a program, and then people watch that as that at that particular time. And people switching on the TV at 9 a.m. in the morning, they see some programs going on, and then in the 9 p.m. they see some program going on there. So something like that, you can use that, use your platform to perform that as well. So
And
the reason I'm
that,
telling,
sorry, David, go on.
so the reason I'm telling is like, there's a lot of things. This might look like a simple idea, but this would take at least 4 to 6 weeks to 8 weeks sometimes. But when there is a clear, technically, when you do something like, when there's a clear flow of things, it can be done in a week time or 2 weeks time, because we want to see that shipped to the people, and then they want to use it. Like if there is a breakage in the system, then we would come back and fix that. So it is like a code ship
And
and
those
a
things
ship.
happen though, David, don't they? Like little things, there's little glitches and sometimes things break for whatever reason. That's technology, isn't it?
I mean, it breaks. That's what technology is. Last week when
Just
I was sitting, last week when I was sitting in a satellite TV station on a Sunday morning, like that's my church, by the way. Like they have a satellite TV as well. So
yes.
I sit in the satellite TV room, the TV broadcasting room. They have a lot of machines out there. The message was given by a pastor. I mean, there was around 7,000 people gathering in that congregation for that particular time. So I was sitting in the all the machines room. So I was seeing, like, I mean, my job is to just see how it just streams across the YouTube, the OTT platform, and how that we distributed
Yes.
that. I would just sit and look into that. There are people who are going to execute all these things out there, and that's my Sunday morning church time as well. But when that is happening, what I saw was like, the TV has frozen down. Like the sat TV has, not the OTT. The TV has completely stopped playing, and there was a message broadcasting. There is no signal. I was wondering, like, how do a satellite TV get, like, something go wrong with a satellite TV? The message was there, like it is your there is no signal from your receiving end. So wait for a while or to turn off your setup box, turn off something, and reboot it, restart it. Then it was like for 5 minutes it was not there. Like for 10 minutes it was not. Then it was coming back. It's everything that's using using internet or using some technology would break down, but the frequency with which it breaks down
Gets
is
less and
what it's a
less.
matter of con yeah it's less and less. It's a matter of concern. Like as your technology matures, like then the frequency with which it breaks down, the initialization time, it would see you will see a lot of glitches out there because you are setting up it on a new environment. Like initially, if I would have said this to you, I believe so, but I'm repeating this. When you go to a new home, the new home, you might have to, you would have got a very beautiful home before this new home. But then, like when you are into a new home, you would take a lot of time. Like you would probably say, like take 6 months or 1 year to stack up your office, to arrange your office properly, to arrange your
And get
kitchen
it
properly,
right.
to put your bed in the right place, all the dresses in one place. So to get accustomed to living in that home, we might take a few months' time to arrange everything. When I wanted to set my small office in the inside our home, I was shifting rooms. Like there were this is a 4-bedroom house, so I was using 1 bedroom for my entire office, for my office, nothing else. There shouldn't be any bed or something. But when I was doing that, like, okay, which room should I choose? Like, should I put some wall on there, like up top? Should I put this wall be there? What should I keep in that wall? Like, would it be wooden or steel, or which plant should I be keeping there? And where should I put my mic? Where should I be putting my this ring lights and that things? So same thing happens with technology as well. When you do build something, it takes a bit of time
It
to
does.
settle down. Yeah, settle down the dust, and then once it settles down, when you don't disturb anything, like it just sails smoother. So that's how technology is as well. Like even Google, I mean, the last week or 2 weeks back, Google was down in India. I don't know if that is the same in the US or Australia as well,
It
but
had a
here the
glitch. I don't know if
yeah
it was
glitch
down. It had a glitch.
glitch and YouTube was down here, and people started writing in the newspapers. It came in the newspaper. Google is down. If Google is down, the world is down. They started writing all these
Dear, oh
big headlines.
dear.
Yeah, very, very, and big newspapers. The newspapers, these newspapers are regionally number one newspapers, and they started writing in the first page of that. Google is down and the world is getting down. Is that the end of the world? Like, what happens if Google is going to go down? They started thinking out in that perspective and say, like, what happens? What if it is going to go wrong? So technologically, like all the giants of the companies, like there's a possibility. But then like there are so many staffs out there in the
That can fix it.
backing who just fix it in a minute or a couple of minutes as they see that. So I mean, even human being is made by God, but we never knew when it stops that laptop. The
That's
moment,
right.
I mean, it beeps for 144,000 times a day, 144,000 times a day. Your heart beats 144,000 times a day. But then, like, the moment there are moments for a bodybuilder, like there are giant bodybuilders whose heart has stopped in a minute, in just a second. Like we never knew, like what has stopped with them, for what has gone wrong, but it is wrong with them, and they have just passed away. And especially after this time, like last 6 months, it was just very huge. Like there are so many people who are with a very good physique has passed away because of so many reasons. So it is like, I mean, everything that is in this world is like prone to some glitches. But then if there's even this body is glitched,
The team's pretty quick at fixing those, though, Dan. Like,
yeah, that's.
it's not really that much of an issue because it gets fixed pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I want to just
that's.
go back to you were talking about live streaming church, which made me think of live streaming broadcasts of big events. And WebNexus is responsible for those sorts of events and solutions for those big events as well. So live concerts and things.
Yeah, you can live stream the church.
Live stream, what do you, I mean, live streaming is basically a function of everything. So you can collect, there are different solutions when it's coming to live streaming the church, concert, something or something of that nature. So when you're live streaming your a church event, so what happens is you might need to collect donations. So donations are part of churches. So what happens is like those churches are built on donations and support or grants from the people. So when that is not happening for the churches, what happens is so we have found out a way, like when this streaming is happening, there will be a button in the streaming page where it says live stream, donate for your church. Donate when the pastor is asking, donate now. They can click but the button on the player. They
And
can click the button. They can start streaming. They can donate through the player, through the button that page, and they can, that donation goes straight to the right away. That cuts right away from the people. So if they don't have to go out of the screen or something like that, and they can get the church receive the donations of everything. And similarly, the concerts as well. So concerts, if people would like, they would buy the ticket. Like for example, buying a ticket would be in the OTT platform as a pay-per-view thing. So people, you can put a page in the paper, and you can put a page in the platform and say, this show is going to be live by this time, 9 a.m. AEST. And then if you want to have, grab a ticket of yours, we only want to, because everything has a capacity, right? So when we think about a capacity, we can say like, if we only be able to host around 200 people on the show or 500 people on the show. So if you would like to be one of the 500, grab the ticket now.
Grab a
So
ticket
you
now.
can sell, so people can go to that page, they can click that link, they can grab their ticket, they can pass us, they can watch the show when it is going live. So that's for a concert. So something like that, and it's already there in the platform as well. All the both these two both these are on the platform which has been built. So people, the concept, I mean, all these things, like there's when we just ground up, build something from the ground up, we always think like, how does somebody want, would like, would be even able to make a money with that? So money making, because when we do put the show up, we need to be spending something. Somebody has to
Yes,
be
there's
received
an
some fast
investment. There's an investment
investment
in
for that.
building a platform. It's no small undertaking. It's, from my perspective, it's a huge, big, scary undertaking, but it's okay.
But yes, definitely. So that's different. If we start talking to that undertaking part, it's like a very big different story then. So so
Well,
when we
sorry, David, I was reading about one of your clients who got one of your OTT streaming solutions. And just for the audience, OTT is over the top, delivered over the internet. It's just, think of it really simply. I know that people get stuck on terms and terminology. OTT is just, think of it as TV. It's just that. It's just, but it's delivered over the internet. Yeah? TV over the internet, OTT services. So I
Well,
was.
for that, for that matter, sorry for interruption. For that
You're
matter,
right.
like, thank you. For that matter, like, when you stream, when you have your WhatsApp is an OTT. Like, anything over the internet is an OTT. OTT apps, WhatsApp is an OTT app. Like, you communicate with WhatsApp, so that's an OTT app as well. So anything that is used for communication is an OTT app. That's what the government defines that, the institutions about it. I have a paper, newspaper, which came last week, and they were writing this about OTT. The government is looking to license all these norms, license terms, which is going to come into OTT, and they wanted to, right now OTT is a free platform. Anybody can do anything that they want, but when it is going to go through a licensing medium, because government has to define what is a OTT, what does a OTT mean? Like, so then they have framed this term. WhatsApp is also an OTT platform. They have to go and bring that WhatsApp into a model where you can put some norms to that, and then deliver to the people. So OTT is that something, anything that you communicate over the internet is called over the top, is called an OTT platform. So anything over the internet is an OTT platform.
David, yes, back to the one of the case studies I was reading. One of your clients invested in one of your OTT platforms, and she went from a few subscribers to 80,000 subscribers in, I think it was 6 months. Is correct me if I'm wrong. So, how quickly can OTT platforms grow, and how is that growth factored in? So, how did that particular client grow that big that quickly?
That client which we put up in the website, in the website, was a very regional language. He's from a niche-based group. The niche being that his language is big. His language doesn't have a lot of OTT platforms, and he empowers those people. So when he and when he uses this one, he started this 2 years back, 2.5 years back with us, and till today he's a client or customer for us. And when he started this out with us, like, he was the first one to go into the platform through the OTT platform for his community, the language which they speak. So they are from a hilly region, the hills region. So these people speak a specific language which is not common for others. So when these people have got empowered with that video technology, the medium to watch, and then when there was a 4G network, all these people started to subscribe to him, and he just instantly gained some great momentum. So it was a matter of, and he just also got, yeah, he just also gave an advertisement, couple of advertisements in the newspaper as well. And right today as well, like, I might write another case study too. Right today as well, there are a couple of people like who I see potentially they bring in the idea of OTT, but also they collaborate with the TV channels, and then say they put their OTT channels like before them, and they are quickly gaining momentum. They bring in politicians, they bring in people, the news media, the YouTubers, and everything to lunch with them, to have a lunch with them, and they do an event invite, and they speak like, we are launching an OTT channel and we are launching something here. And there is one guy from the US who is doing this, who did that, and that's my surprise. Like, that's to my surprise. He started his OTT 3 months back, and that's a horror genre. The genre of the platform is completely horror. I might have told this to you as well. So, but the time after, I mean, it's like 2.5 months before. So we gave him everything. He launched his platform, and today his monthly recurring revenue, MRR, is around $3,000, which is the expenditure he does that for his servers is around $260 or close to $300, something like that range. But he's looking to expand to $400 for, because his storage is getting lesser, the bandwidth is getting consumed. But then, like, $400 versus $3,000 is a, and but there is no other, but already he has got an MRR of $3,000. He could easily expand that $3,000 to $6,000 with his advertisements. This guy has purely advertised, he's purely advertising through Facebook, creating Facebook groups for his audiences. Like, he's got a inner audience group, so a private group of Facebook people who to whom he interacts with, and he's asked them, say, what kind of videos would you like to have? Who do you want to, which movie you wanted to have? I have a list of these movies in my bucket. So which movie you want to watch this Saturday and Sunday? So these people start responding. So the OTT is built on interacting with people, and like, when the communities, when, and he's building a community, by the way. Like, he's building not a OTT channel, he's building a OTT community, and in Facebook, and the interaction's
That's
happening.
exactly what I would love to do with Everyday Women's Network, is build that community around it as well. So, but we're not quite there yet. So, but we'll get there.
Yeah, definitely. So that community through Facebook was really awesome, and I was surprised. Like, okay, this is, and within a month and a half, $3,000 MRR, I'm spending $300 to $300 on the tech infrastructure for expenditure is really awesome. Like, his profit is 10 times than he spent. So, like, out of nothing, he is able to use the platform. He doesn't use advertisements. He doesn't use advertisements, pay-per-view, or anything. Just puts a video, monetizes them. He gives a subscription for $2.99, $2.99 for a month. for a month, and then like people are subscribing. That's no brainer really. People can subscribe and watch the movies, and that too only on a computer platform. He doesn't have an Android and iOS platform as well. But when he's, I mean, we have rolled out the Android platform, I believe. So when the Android platform is going to be rolled out, so he would also have a much more audience segment for him. And when so
yes.
he it's like a, people will be in different platforms. So when people are going to be in Android, they will have a different thing. iOS people
yes.
are going to be having a different thing.
Yes.
There will
yes.
be a different set of subscribers based for everything. So
yes.
for computer, there will be different audience base. So he will definitely increase his monthly recurring revenue through these devices. So we don't need to have a fancier functionalities. We know we
no.
like Amazon Prime
Just
is having
simple.
This. Yeah, simple. Amazon Prime is having this. Why don't I, my platform, not having this? No, that's not, that's that we should not whine about that. Like, that's not the point of
Amazon, David, Amazon Prime is not as simple as the platform you deliver, because I'm on Amazon Prime, and I tell you, to navigate, it's not fun. It's not a great user experience. Yeah?
Jeff Bezos would come and like he would buy the Zoom and then we might not do the show again. Jeff Bezos.
Sorry, Amazon, I didn't mean that. I want to know, David, you've got lots of customers and clients that you've provided solutions for across the globe. I want to know what the feedback's been around why the solutions work. Is it because they're flexible and affordable? What are some of the other reasons that people go to WebNexus for their OTT solution?
Okay, flexibility, first of all, like flexibility matters, but affordability doesn't matter for a business, because affordability does matter, but you can be affordable, but when your business solution that you give is not giving them the revenue back,
yeah.
the investor, you're not going to win the show for a long time. They would just throw you to the garbage, because it is because of people the business is running. It's not for
yes.
it. It's not up without them. Like I cannot say like, okay, we're just losing Tony. I'll find some other buddy and someone else, and I'll just make my living. No, it's not that. Tony is so important. There may be 100 people that might come on us. Like we might onboard so a lot of people there, but it's not that. It's not okay for WebNexus to lose Tony, because she's so wonderful. She has given a lot of ideas. She has given a lot of thoughts. You have given a restream. Yeah, definite. Because you have
yeah.
given an idea about restreaming. Without you, that
yeah.
restreaming would never be inside the platform. So I mean that's where we mean idea matters. Like we don't.
I was
we...
gonna say, David, that's the thing. So I have lots of creative ideas, but I don't have the experience, knowledge, or wisdom of a programmer. So I have to go, hey guys, can we do this, this, and this? And then I actually have to leave it to David's team to do that. And you can, that's what I'm saying, that you can do that. If you've got
yeah.
big ideas and you think you want to do X, Y, Z with an OTT platform, then talk to David and the team, because they can go, oh, okay, hadn't thought of that. How about we do blah, blah, blah? So, and that's the way it's going, isn't it? That people will have ideas around what they want to do and how they want things delivered, and your team will program that way.
Yeah, definitely. So that's the way. So affordability, I won't count on that, but still we want to keep us affordable than rest of the
yes.
companies. So if you rank something from the order of 1 to 10, like I would say technological competence is what I prefer. There might be bugs.
Yeah.
I agree there might be bugs, but then like flexibility, the second point comes into kick,
yes.
like a role that is flexibility. So your team
yes.
has to be, our team has to get WebNexus has to be flexible to fix that one as soon as possible. So the technological competence, flexibility, affordability, if we rank that in that order, is that is what has to be thought of when you give the solution to a client. So the clients stay with us for that matter. So technologically,
mm-hmm.
whatever idea you throw from your side to our side, so we just want to frame something, do a framework for that, and then say, okay, Tony, this is what we have got now. So we would be happy to give you this one. Like we can give you this one
yes.
in this takes amount of
Yes.
time, why time. Please give us that time, but otherwise we are all good to get you the solution. And that's what stays helps us to stay with our clients so far. And all these clients,
Absolutely.
and when I sleep in the night, like there is one thing that gives me some good sleep is there's a platform which we built, and that is what that could help some people in the globe to make some living with
Yes.
that. With that, they make $3,000, $5,000. They have 80,000 subscribers. So those people would think good about Webnexus, and of course this that's like obviously I'm a human being, and I need some blessing. I need blessings of everybody. It's not like technologically
Yeah.
it might be different scenario, but
Yeah.
then blessing from your elder, blessing from everybody, your clients, and everybody's counting a lot. So when I can, when we connect that, like the good sleep comes to you when your clients are happy,
Yeah.
when they when you are able to fulfill that to everybody, and then give whatever they wanted as soon as
Yeah.
possible. That matters.
Yeah.
So that make that so you are kind of you're
And
kind of.
in that flexibility bucket are a whole range of things like being able to use different platforms, i.e. mobiles, laptops. There's elements like captioning and future tech and high quality experience and consumer experience and maintenance and setup and the ability to scale. You build all of that into the platform.
Yeah, definitely. You can hold 2,000 people or 20,000 people on a live streaming show.
Yes.
The only bottleneck being the servers, the bandwidth that we consume. So we can we are announced, like we are informed, David, I have sold over 20,000 tickets for this one or 2,000 tickets for this one.
Yeah.
What's the solution? What's the
Pardon me.
solution? So what's the solution that you got for 2,000 people to stay on the show and then listen virtually? Definitely,
Yeah.
that's yeah. I can just know that in a day advance or 2 days advance, and we can make the preparation for the scalability is pretty. The scale up. Oh my God, I'm making some noise here. So the
Yeah.
scalability is something is something like that's built in on the system already. So, but then like the infrastructure side, we have to put you on a different infrastructure, or maybe we have to add one more infrastructure out there, and then you can go live with it. So it is
Yeah.
like the flexibility, and then you are on a mobile device, or the iPhone, the iOS devices, Android devices, the TV networks. Of course, we need to give you the TV apps which you have asked
Yes.
for. So then, like when the TV apps are coming in, the Amazon Prime app, the Android apps, and so on.
Yes.
So these things like helps you to be going flexible to the customer from the customer's point of view.
So you're
And also
meeting
like,
the customer where they are.
so meeting where they are, and you can just be where they are, and you can show up yourself. And then like when you put up a live TV for live TV, you can go live on all these platforms. Roku, and Roku is on the cards as well. Like that's going to
Yes.
come, like by the end of this, like next 3 months. What I believe is like I have to deliver everything on the TV networks. Maximum, that's what I believe. Roku, we haven't got Roku yet, but then we are looking at Roku
Yes.
delivered before the end of this year. The main thing that we have been focusing on for the recent past is like the providing functionalities on the
Yes.
web part of the business, because when you have a lot of functionalities,
Correct.
you might be one, like you might have an idea, and if you want to implement that, you can go search in the platform, you can find that one, and you can use that one. So
Yeah,
that is what
exactly.
we've been trying to do that
Yes.
all the months and years here. But the
Yeah.
TV apps, okay, that's going to come really, really soon. And then
I know, they're very close, which is very exciting. Oh my goodness, David, I've just looked at the time and I'm like, oh, I have to get you off. I have to get you off the show now. We've been having so much fun talking about streaming solutions and what they mean for business. We're going to delve a bit more into that next week, I think, about the importance for business companies and corporations to think about how they utilize videos, video streaming, video on demand in their workplaces and within their organization, and touch on how education video is such an important part of education across the globe. David, thank you so much for your time again today. I find myself learning so much each and every time that we speak. I learn a little bit more, which makes this all very exciting, and I'm really blessed that I get to speak to you every week. But on that note, I best get us off live air so we don't go over time. David, thank you very much. Please, if you're listening to this, I want you to connect with David from WebNexus. Check out their website. It has loads of amazing information. If you want to talk to David personally, please reach out to David. He's on a WhatsApp, and the contact numbers are within the notes that go with this show, or just jump on WebNexus and they have a contact form and someone will chat to you in a wee while. David, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. I look forward to our chat next week too.